Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
But good afternoon to you, Mrs. Motoya Shepherdess.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Lovely, lovely. We spoke about mothers and daughters the other time we spoke to you. And today yes. We want to talk about mothers and their sons. And having a son, of course, having a relationship with a son are often two different things. You have one son, but having a relationship with one that one son, a very two different thing. One just happens and the other is intentionally built. Mothers and their sons can differ quite a bit, like in their likes and dislikes. And so finding ways in which to connect offers challenges of its own. And the relationship between a mother and the son can vary greatly from a relationship between a mother and their daughter. Now, Shepherdess, in what ways does the mother-son relationship differ from the mother-daughter relationship that we spoke of last week?
Thank you so much. I want to acknowledge that there is indeed a difference between a mother and the son. Although between son and son, again, sometimes you find some differences where maybe the way a mother relates with his son is different from the way he'll relate with the other son. But overall, we want to say the son is like a replica of the father. And so...
I think that line is actually giving us... We are talking to Mrs. Motoya, who's a shepherdess, talking to us about the relationship between the fathers, rather the mothers and their sons. Speaking to us all the way from Zambia in Lusaka and talking to us about this very topic. I think she's back on the line. Can you hear me now, ma'am?
I can hear you very, very clearly.
Lovely. So were you saying a son is like a replica of a father? Yes, please go ahead.
The son is like a replica of the father, maybe because he's male, and sometimes there's an excitement that somebody of the opposite sex brings. And so you find that the mother, yes, is going to be connected to the daughter. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the bonds between a mother and a son can be a little bit much deeper or much stronger, maybe because of this opposite gender aspect. So this relationship becomes very, very important. We are seeing the son having the first picture of a woman or the first image of women from the mother. So how the mother relates with the son becomes very, very crucial, very, very important. This is where you've seen when the son goes to marry, whether they like the mother or they don't like the mother, usually they may still end up picking women that have certain traits that are similar to that of their mother. So for purpose of emotional connection, for the purpose of this representation of who a woman is to the son's world, then this relationship becomes a very crucial relationship and a very important one for that matter.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful start to our relationship. Now, what would you say are the most important lessons that a mother should teach to her sons?
There are so many lessons that a mother should teach to the son. Let me start with where I ended. I was talking about this son having a picture of a woman. A first woman in her life being the mother. And so the mother comes with a very important role, and that is one of teaching healthy relationships. So it's very crucial that the mother relates very well with the son, because this is the first lesson that she's going to pick from the mother. So the mother has an opportunity of teaching how to relate well with women and how to relate well with other women, aunties, and so on out there. So she can teach a healthy relationship, or she can teach the opposite. But I think let's focus on the negative, on the positive ones. Mm-hmm. And then the mother can also have an opportunity to teach the son responsibility. you know, this is a son who's growing up, a son who's going to become a leader of a home, a son who's going to be a leader in the society. And talking about leadership here, we're not talking about leadership as in him occupying a position of CEO, of him occupying position of whatever, but we are just saying life demands that a man becomes a leader. He is going to lead his home. He's going to find himself in so many positions of leadership. And so it becomes very important that this son is taught to be responsible. He's taught to be responsible, and it has to start from the little things at home. When he eats, he has to clear his plate.
When he
throws away his toys, he has to be helped to pick them. Right from childhood, the young man has to be shown ways through which he should be responsible at different stages of his life. And then the other aspect that the mother can be able to teach the son is to teach the son the fear of the Lord. When the son fears God, with the fear of the Lord comes a lot of Christian values. A lot of Christian values and are embedded in that. The child will learn to love people. The child will learn to forgive people. The child is going to learn to be kind to the world. Mm-hmm. The world demands that we be kind, and when we are kind, we become more likable. Everyone wants to be around a person who is kind. Mm-hmm. Let's also talk about aspects of working hard. We can't replace that with anything, and that is working hard with their hands, learning to work hard, to be available. And let's talk about them learning to manage their emotions. I think sometimes, although this goes to the extreme where the young men are told, hey, you are a man. A man is not supposed to cry. A man is, I don't know whether that is just in our culture, but here sometimes the men are told not to cry. Hey, you are a man, even when you injure yourself, you have to be quiet. But it's saying they can teach the young men how to positively manage their emotions, to relate in the right way to their emotions. And also they can be taught on financial literacy. Why are these things crucial? The things that have brought down men, mostly we talk about women, we talk about money, and we talk about fame. So it's important that the mother starts to speak to this, help teaching them on how to relate well with the opposite sex, teaching them on how to manage finances very well, and also on how to respect themselves and to respect others, so that the issues of fame can be dealt with later on in their life.
Now, what are relational needs of a son as opposed to a daughter?
Okay. So the relational needs of a son, number one, let's go to issues of security. You know, and when we talk about security, it starts quite early. The parents being available, it speaks to just simple things as the boy's diaper being changed later on. The parents showing that when they want to do something, they really are going to do it, and making sure he is protected.
Mm-hmm.
This helps the young man to be emotionally stable. The aspect of security is very, very important. We see so many men who are not emotionally stable. Maybe these are some of the challenges that could have started when we were back in the home. But when we provide them, offer them security, we are able to help them to be emotionally stable. The young man also, the main boys here, may need the aspect of belonging, you know, to make them feel wanted, to make them feel appreciated. When they come back, we need to communicate to them to say, well, we are glad you are back, Sunny. We are glad you belong to this family. We are glad we love you. And showing them that they are needed, they are wanted. You don't want them to be shown that they are wanted out there, because if that is done, this is where now you may find they engage themselves in activities like drinking and drugs, just to try and prove like they belong there. But when they belong at home, sometimes it becomes easier to manage them, to show them like, no, the values that we uphold in the home are the values they should hold on to, because this is where they belong. The other relational needs that they have is just validation, to validate them. Sometimes it's quite easy to forget to validate people, especially those who are close to us. But we are saying here that it's important that they be validated. They be validated. And let me also add the aspect of guidance and support. Here I want to say, for our children, we we keep on guiding them and we keep on supporting them. It's like a child never grows, should never grow in the eyes of the mother. And so they need to keep on being guided. When they need guidance, it's important that they find that support. It's important that they find that right guidance right from the mother. Mm-hmm. And then they also need to be helped with independence. It's easy to control a son, especially as a mother. And this is where now you find some form of enmeshment between the mother and the son, because they feel like this is my son, especially them being of the opposite gender. They may control them. They may want to show them an appropriate form of expression of needs. But we are saying when they also need to some level be given independence, especially as they grow up, so that they can be able to make their own decisions. This is, they can be able to connect with other friends. They can be able to go out there and play so that their youthfulness is maintained. Mm-hmm. I think those are some of the needs I can speak to.
Beautiful stuff, man. Now, how does a boy's relationship with the mother impact how he relates to girls and women? I think you touched on this, but at a point where he is now an adult.
Okay. So we still go back to the boy here having a positive view of women, of them having a positive view of women, because this is where it starts from. So when they have a positive view of women, they'll be able to appreciate that, well, this is my mother and this is my father. So they are able to form healthy relationships with the opposite sex. And this is where even issues of homosexuality may be managed very well, so that they appreciate women. They appreciate the need of us having women in the society and men in the society. So the women have to come out as women as they are. Then it helps them then, when they have this positive view of women, it helps them to connect with other women. It helps them to connect with other women. And later on, it also helps them to form beautiful relationships. It helps them to form beautiful relationships, and which also can grow into love relationships. So it starts from there. And then we are saying they are also helped to develop a positive self-esteem. They see themselves positively. They are able to trust women. I think I touched a bit on this one. Mm-hmm, they're able to trust women. They're able to trust other people in their circles who are women. And overall, I think I see that this relationship helps them to develop a positive relationship with the women and the other women figures, the aunties, the grandmothers, and them to just be able to even relate well with women in authority. Overall, I think they have an image of who a woman is supposed to be. Sure.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Now, let's go to single mothers. Are single mothers able to raise a well-rounded man on her own without a male figure or father figure in the picture?
It's challenging. It's challenging for them to raise, boys have been raised, but what is common is for me to teach them what I know as a woman, for me to teach them what I know. That's why it's important that the boys, the young boys that are growing up with a single mother, find father figures like a church, the elders, the deacons, and the other boys. They should be able to relate with them so that they tend to learn with them. As a woman, there are things I can teach to my son. Mm-hmm. There are things that we just need another man to teach him to be a man. And so this is where they may need to be taken to uncles at times. They may need to be taken to other males around them. So the single women should be encouraged to try and find a way to incorporate other men around to help us raise this boy with our father figures around.
Like uncles. And
like
so forth.
Uncles, yes, like uncles. That's how in the olden days. We never really had, in our African culture, we never had the uncles. We had the fathers. Whether somebody was an uncle, a young brother to a father, they were all called uncle. I think it was for the same purpose. So that even when somebody's father is late, these other uncles are able to pick up the same role and help to shape up, to groom this this boy into the man that he's supposed to become.
Mm, beautiful stuff. Well, Shepherdess, I want to thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. It's been a fantastic one. Be blessed. Always a pleasure, having insights in raising our children, whether they are boys or girls, in celebrating the Mother's Month, because mothers shape up the human beings that we see today.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Mutoya, who is a shepherdess all the way from Zambia, Lusaka. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.